back here on the Mighty 690 at 9:10 as we go throughout a Wednesday edition of the program. And joining us, we have Director of the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce, Candy Westbrook, here in the studio. Good morning, Candy.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good
Happy
to have
New
you.
Year.
Happy New Year, yeah. We're into 2024, and, you know, we're jumping right into the year. You guys already had your first business over breakfast. We're only 3 days into the year.
Yeah, I think everybody was just like, wait, is it time already for that?
Yeah, it is.
We are. So it was a good breakfast. We started off the year. I challenged everybody to come up with what I call New Year goals instead of resolutions. I know a lot of people don't like the word resolution, but I do. I like to have goals every year, and so I challenged everybody to do that. But I think I could be wrong, but I have a feeling in my stomach that this is going to be a good year for Coffeeville. So I'm looking forward to what's happening. So
that's great.
Yeah. Well, today we did something a little different with our breakfast. We had what I called nonprofit speed dating. So we brought several nonprofits in just to expose the community to what some of our nonprofits do. And our sponsor was Equity Bank, and they have been very gracious in helping us out this past year with the nonprofit boot camp that we had. And so they sponsored it today and brought in some nonprofits. And so I'll briefly just talk about a couple of them, and then we'll go into all of our announcements for the year. So we had Boys and Girls Club. This is the oldest club. They were started in 1926.
Wow.
So been around a long time, and they have grown. And now it's Southeast Kansas Boys and Girls Club, not just Coffeeville. They, like I said, they've been doing great every year. I know they just finished their shop at the Cop back in December. He said they doubled the number of people. 272 kids got to participate in that. So that's a lot of kids at Walmart shopping. So, but they were talking about that and some other programs they've been doing this year. One of them was the VR goggles. I think he came in one time and showed you guys those.
Yeah.
Those are so neat. But just teaching the kids exposure to the trades and things that maybe you can't normally get to do hands-on. So we have a wonderful, wonderful program and excited that they are part of our community.
Coming up on 100 years.
I know. I can't believe
That's
it.
Great.
Yeah. The Salvation Army Community Volunteers, they've been active since the 1970s, and they're kind of a division of the Salvation Army. They work at food pantry all year round, and they help with not only food but just household support for those in need. They do the annual backpack program. So back to school, all the kiddos that are in need get a backpack filled with supplies every year. And then, of course, they do the Christmas program. So I didn't realize this. I learned something new today. Not only do they do like the angel tree and helping families, but they have a program for the elderly as well. So that was nice. Then we had the Midwest Pregnancy Care Center. They help ladies from the time they're pregnant till the kids are 6 years old, so a lot longer than probably most of us think. Everything from diapers and clothes, class, even temporary housing. So another great organization in our community helping out. And then the last one was the Southeast Kansas Aging Agency. Area Agency. Yeah. Anyway, it's AAA. So they do a nutrition program. Well, they do a lot of services for our seniors, but one of the main ones is a nutrition program. On site, they have a Coffeeville site and a Pittsburgh site, and you can actually go in and get a meal for free. They ask for a donation, so you know if you can give a dollar or two, great. But they do 400 meals a day for seniors, so that's awesome. And then they also do delivery, so if you can't actually be in person and you're homebound, they can deliver that as well. And then they have, like I said, other services for seniors. So four really great organizations. We had a fourth one that wasn't able to make it. But really, that's just the tip of the iceberg because we have so many great nonprofits in Coffeeville. And I'm glad that they're all very active and engaged and they support our community. So
that is wonderful. Good to highlight them here as we start the year.
Yeah, it's nice. So, all right. Well, just some things coming up. So to give you some updates, January 11th is bingo night at Cedar Bluff Camp. And that is a fundraiser they do, I think they do at least 3 times a year. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. They do pretty often.
Yeah. But all the funds are to help improve that camp so that they can continue to use that area for everything from class reunions to weddings to even meeting spaces for businesses. You name it. You can do it out there. So bingo night. And it's a lot of fun. Tonight, the VFW is having Burger Bar Night. It is VFW is a membership organization, so normally it's closed. But certain nights of the year, they open it up to the public and do a fundraiser. And so tonight, it's open to the public. And so come on in and get you. I've heard they're really good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they have a seasoned grill, so it's. To me, that makes a difference on the burgers. You can't just have a sterile grill. You have to have one that's just coated in all the seasoning.
It's some good stuff.
Yes. So, a couple other events. So, we have the NASA exhibit coming soon. I know Amy's talked a little bit about it. But if you want to know more, contact Amy at Visit Coffeeville at the Chamber. They will be here March 20th through June 14th. So, it's going to be here for a few months. It's free admission. It's out at the Air Museum. And it's free admission, although donations are welcome because it's all to bring in more programs like that. And I know they're going to have special events and presentations throughout that time period. I think, if I remember correctly, Amy said there's already 5 school buses coming. So all the schools in the region are like, hey, let's bring our kids down for a NASA day. So That's awesome that we have that coming here to Coffeeville. So go on out during that time to the Air Museum. The Chamber Ambassador Trivia Nights are back. So we did that last year, and it was so much fun that everybody was like, we got to do this every year. So we do it. The ambassadors do it January through April kind of time frame, usually because fall, you know, there's so many events going on, like every day, it seems like. Not a lot going on during the wintertime as much, so this is a fun night out. So the first one is Saturday 13th at Gigi's, and Chris Crane is taking team signups. If you want, just call the chamber. We'll give you her email or contact information, and we can get your team signed up. But I know probably you need to do it ASAP. They already, I think they were up to 7 teams already when I last checked. So a lot of fun, though.
Oh yeah, it's a lot. It's quite a hoot, and you know, there's a little money to be had.
Well, that's right. Yeah. For the win, you know, I'm not super great at it, so I just go for the fun.
Yeah.
But yes, if you've got a good team, you can win some money.
Yeah, we got I think second or third place last time.
Oh,
so
you did?
We did. Yeah, it was fun.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I'm hoping they'll have some I don't know, some easy categories for me. Like
it's kind of hard. It is honestly.
They do make it challenging. Hard, yeah. So, but that's okay. That's what it's all about. The next Coffeeville Innovation Youth Lab is back for another session. So last year they did it on 3D printing, and this year it's going to be on robotics and drones. So it's either January 13th or the 15th. And I do believe on the 13th they were down to like only 1 or 2 spots left. So it's about full. But it's an all day. It's from 9 to 3. Kids get to explore all kinds of fun stuff. They have lunch. And again, it's free. So what a fun day for your kids to explore STEM activities. So ages 9 to 12, though. And I'm pretty sure they're pretty strict on that age just because some of the stuff they're doing is pretty complex.
Yeah.
So CoffeevilleFoundation.org. That's where you can register. And they'll go into some more details on that. So very excited about that. So there was something else I was going to say. We did have today George Realtors at our breakfast talking a little bit about the new homes that are now up for sale. That is the new development that's out there behind the Ville Pub and Grill. And they're all for sale right now. And I told the story today, but I was in another community over the break who's also working on some housing. And they were just amazed. They're like, wow, these houses are really, really nice.
Yeah, I just went for the heck of it to check and take a look at them, you know, just online. You know, you can find it on Zillow or whatever. And it was just really cool to see that.
They're so nice. And then it's neat because they, well, for one, they're energy efficient because sometimes you can, a nice shiny house, but then you're paying so much in bills. So it's great that it's very energy efficient. And then there's like a $10,000 allowance that you can use towards a fence or blinds or whatever you need in your home. So, yeah, they're just amazing. Next Wednesday from 11 to 2, they're having an open house. They'll probably do a couple more of these over the next few months. But 11 to 2. So if you want to actually go in and check it out and visit it, stop by next Wednesday. And hopefully we get those sold, and then the builder is going to start on a new set of homes. So very excited about that. We need housing, and especially with all the developments going on with some new projects happening in the region. So we want them all to live in Coffeyville, of course. So the last thing I want to talk about, well, a couple things, but one is we just finished up working on our strategic plan, still working on some details, but to help Coffeyville grow and support your business. And I really feel like this is a great time to become an investor in Coffeyville. So if you're a chamber member, this might be a good time to consider leveling up your membership. Or if you're not a chamber, it's probably a good time to join, because we have some big things we're working on next year. So the more businesses we can get involved, that gives us more funding so we can do all these big projects, but just more people involved and engaged in the community.
And if someone is not a chamber member and is looking for membership, what are some of the benefits?
Yeah. So number one, just you're investing in the future of Coffeyville. So you're doing some big things. Everything that we're doing, like housing, workforce development, a lot of great projects that are coming up. But then also we do for one, we have our website, and it gets several thousand hits on the directory every month. So your business is getting noticed just by being listed in our directory. We also give out referrals. So when we get calls, of course, we send them to our members. We do advertising, free advertising to our businesses. We offer trainings, copy services. I mean, all kinds of things.
Got the digital sign even.
The digital sign. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of ways that we can promote your business. But on top of that, we're also going to help you train. We're going to help you find workers. You know, we're going to do all kinds of things just to kind of help your business be stable. So, but I'm happy to visit with anybody. So call me. We can go meet for coffee. You can come by the chamber, but happy to talk to you about ways that we can help your business grow. So that was a big one. And then the last thing is just a reminder. I talked about this before we ended the year, but our annual dinner is coming up on January 26th. Tickets are on sale now, but they go up January 12th. So you've got about a week to get your reservations in for the best pricing. And I just reminder, this is open to the entire community. Everybody always thinks that's just for chambers, but we want everybody to come out, because we're celebrating all those wonderful businesses that are up for awards and all these citizens and the volunteers. So the more people we can pack in there to celebrate, the better. And not only that, but some people think, oh, do I want to go to a stuffy banquet? Okay, this is not that. So it's a lot of fun. We have tons of games and prizes and things you can win, good food, good drinks. So it's everything. So our website, you can go out, coffeevillechamber.com. There's a link to the tickets, or just call me. I'll get you signed up and get you all registered, and it'll be a great night. But I'm really excited about some of our awards, though, because we've got some good candidates, and there is nothing better than to surprise somebody with an award that doesn't think they're going to get it, and then they get
that's
it,
cool.
And they're just like, ah.
Is there a deadline to sign up for the actual dinner and everything?
Depends on if we end up having cancellations.
Sure, sure.
So
yep.
About 10 days before the event, around the 16th or 17th, we have to turn in our accounts
yep.
for our food.
Yep.
So at that date, we pretty much try to cut it off. But usually I have a couple people that something happens, they got to cancel it, and
yep.
I can always swing in a few
okay.
extras. So, but really, ideally, in the next 7 to 10 days is when you need to get it in. So.
Excellent. Well, one more question for you, Candy.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've been asked a lot about this. People ask me 2 and 3 times a day,
Wendy's.
Do we know when the Wendy's is going to open?
No, because their corporate offices are not nice.
They
will not return my calls and
no.
messages. I do know they're coming in mid-January. The exact date is what we haven't been able to nail down. And maybe they're scared to give an exact date because they're still trying to work on some things. So they're hiring right now. They're trying to finalize the last few things inside. Of course, they got to get the trucks with all the food. So I know it's mid-January. We just don't know the exact date yet. I know. It's crazy. So hopefully soon, though, we'll know about that. And I know of another potential business that's that they're working on. So we'll see if that happens in the next couple months. But couple small things. This is a good time. I will tell you, Coffeeville, this is a good time to be an entrepreneur because there's some commercial properties up for sale right now. A lot of, not grants, but a lot of really low interest rate programs out there, you know, where you can get a loan for like 2%. I mean, they're really good programs. So just a good time to start a business, and I'm here to help. We've got a lot of financing with Mac that I can get you connected to. So just, yeah, it's a good time. But yeah, hopefully we'll, I checked them out. I was traveling over the holidays. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go check out Wendy's, see if it's any good before it comes. And I did find some things I liked. So I'm like, oh, okay. And almost every place you go nowadays, you don't even go up and order. It's kiosk.
It's a kiosk.
Everything's kiosk.
I know.
These days.
It's wild.
I know. I'm just like, what? Which I am one of those that prefers things like that, like Walmart. I prefer to check myself out.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
People hate that. And I'm like, no, because I want it bagged a certain way. I want to put things in the way I want to. And I've gotten fast at it, so I can zip it along. But I do know that Walmart is phasing that out.
They are phasing out the self-checkout?
Mm-hmm. They may have a limited number, you know, like just the, where it was back in the day, it was like less than 10 items and only a couple self-checkouts, but just too many problems with thievery.
Yeah, it really sets it up.
It does.
So is that kind of like more nationwide? Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Wow. So I don't know if what
when it'll happen here.
Hit. Yeah, yeah. We may be one of the slower ones to hit, but yeah, just too many thefts, and so they're going to slowly phase it out a little bit.
Wow, that's really interesting.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Because I've noticed, you know, even here where, you know, they'll only have a certain number open because, you know, they have a person kind of watching.
Right.
Because if they have them all open, then they can't watch them all very well.
Exactly.
So, interesting.
Yeah. So that's happening. But I do know their home delivery service has taken off like wildfire. In fact, I have a friend who says, she said, I probably order there from 2 or 3 times a week because I'm always forgetting stuff. And she said, so I'll order 2 or 3 things. They'll deliver it. She said, one day I ordered something. 30 minutes later, they were at my door. I'm too far out. So.
I'm just not going to do the one where they take it into your house or whatever. They that,
no,
apparently.
I know.
I'm like, what? Good grief.
Don't come in my house. No.
Yep. No, thanks. All righty. So. Well, that's a great update, Candy. Appreciate it. As always, lots of good stuff coming up here this month.
All righty.
All right, that's Candy Westbrook from the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. We get to talk with Candy each and every Wednesday here at this time. More coming up as we continue open line, so keep you here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.